USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up.
We're working and negotiating with the Democrats and trying to get a plan that helps small businesses, helps people, helps this country.
The president telling reporters at the White House those talks are going well. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the next coronavirus stimulus bill will have a three-part focus.
The focus is really about kids and jobs and vaccines.
The Department of Homeland Security is crafting a plan to deploy about 150 federal agents to Chicago. The Homeland Security investigations are set to assist other federal law enforcement and Chicago police in crime-fighting efforts. City leaders not being made aware of any specific plans, and the Chicago Police Department has no comment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to roll back the reopening of bars and restaurants to help prevent a surge of coronavirus cases. New York's governor specifically says crowds and mask violations at New York City bars and restaurants are a problem.
It's not just about you. It's about who you could infect and who you could hurt. And it has continued unabated, and it's getting worse.
With the majority of the focus on red states such as Florida, Arizona, and Texas, many folks forget that over 32,000 people died in New York from coronavirus. The House is honoring late Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis. Lewis passed away Friday after a long battle against cancer.
The chair asks that all those present in the chamber rise in a moment of silence in remembrance of the conscience of the Congress, the Honorable John Lewis.
Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Walmart United States CEO Bill Simon and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley wrote an op-ed in Fortune expressing how American companies need to consider shifting production back to the United States, or at least source materials from U.S.-friendly companies. Simon telling CNBC,
"Well, I mean, I've always been an advocate about consumption. I mean, production needs to be closest to the point of consumption, and I think that became really acute during the coronavirus issues. You know, we not only were there geopolitical risks associated with importing, you know, things that you need for your national security, but the timelines are substantially longer, you know, in the months and years to get some of these things made. And you saw how quickly when we engaged on things like ventilators and PPE with U.S.-based companies that we were able to get them to market. The same is true for anything that you make, not just things with national security. The flexibility and, in the end, the cost can be lower because you produce them closest to the point of consumption."
Virginia kindergarten students will learn about institutional racism alongside the alphabet according to new curriculum created for the upcoming school year. Loudoun County is adding social justice to their teaching mission in their elementary school system. The Washington, D.C. suburb, the richest in the country, is teaming up with the left-leaning Southern Poverty Law Center to develop the curriculum. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.